There was no male in the hospital-UK hospital covered up rape by trans patient. By Nathaniel Charles on March 18, 2022. A National Health Service, NHS, hospital in Britain told police that the rape of a woman on one of their supposedly single-sex wards by a trans patient could not have happened as there was no male at the scene. The attack took place in 2021 and was initially denied by hospital bosses, despite CCTV evidence, who insisted that the rape could not have happened as there was no male in the hospital. Technically, the Sexual Offences Act of 2003 stipulates that a person A. commits an offence of rape if he intentionally penetrates the vagina, anus or mouth of another person, B. with his penis, B. does not consent to the penetration, and A. does not reasonably believe that B. consents. Emphasis added, although a biologically male trans woman with intact genitalia is of course perfectly capable of perpetrating the same deeds. After the victim reported the attack, which took place on what was supposed to be a single-sex ward, to the police, officers contacted the unnamed hospital, but were informed that there was no male in the hospital. Therefore the rape could not have happened, The Telegraph reports. While it is unclear as of the time of publication if there have been any arrests, the police are reportedly carrying out an investigation into the rape. The case has since been discussed in the British Parliament's House of Lords during a debate on single-sex wards, with Baroness Emma Nicholson of Winterbourne railing against the anonymous hospital. It has taken nearly a year for the hospital to agree that there was a male on the ward and, yes, this rape happened, Nicholson said. During that year she has almost come to the edge of a nervous breakdown because being disbelieved about being raped in hospital has been such an appalling shock. The hospital, with all its CCTV, has had to admit that the rape happened and that it was committed by a man, Nicholson asserted as she lambasted hospital staff. Speaking to Breitbart London, British actor turned political pundit and Reclaim Party leader Lawrence Fox condemned the hospital's response to the attack. Once society breaks down to such an extent that objective reality means nothing, these vile events will escalate exponentially. We must come together to protect women and attack the woke cultural revolution that seeks to remove all the rights brave women who came before fought for, Fox said. Our foundational institutions are all infected with this repellent ideology, he added. Baroness Nicholson has also accused the NHS of giving priority to trans people over women and undermining the dignity, privacy and safety of biologically female patients through their Annex B policy. This policy cites the 2010 Equality Act to support their current decision-making process in determining what single-sex ward a transgender person should be placed on, insisting that the decision must be made according to their presentation, the way they dress, and the name and pronouns they currently use and not their physical sex appearance of the chest or genitalia, and regardless of whether they have legally transitioned or not. The policy also highlights that trans men and non-binary individuals can become pregnant and should be treated with dignity while using maternity services and where admission/triage staff are unsure of a person's gender. They should, where possible, ask discreetly where the person would be most comfortably accommodated. They should then comply with the patient's preference immediately. Nicholson went on to highlight the Orwellian nature of this policy, explaining that the result of Annex B is that hospital trusts inform ward sisters and nurses that if there is a male, as a trans person, in a female ward, and a female patient or anyone complains, they must be told that it is not true, there is no male there. I think it is completely wrong that the National Health Service should be instructing or allowing staff to mislead patients, to tell a straightforward lie. It is not acceptable, she added. In response to the rape, the NHS pledged to look into the situation, but has appointed Dr. Michael Brady, an NHS LGBT advisor who has vowed to maintain and strengthen trans rights, to the review. Baroness Claire Fox has branded this appointee as the opposite of impartial due to his LGBT role and further complained that the review is being carried out in secret. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.